You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. When was the last time you heard Johnny Griffin?
We'll be right back. Thank you.
Ray Bryant Trio, Cry Me a River, from April 1956. On the Epic label, and the trio was Ray Bryant Piano, Wyatt Ruther on bass, Kenny Clark on the drums. It rounds out our first set. Let's go to the top. We started with Johnny Griffin from February 1958. Little John was the name of the tune. Package on the Riverside label called Way Out. Johnny Griffin on tenor, Kenny Drew piano, Wilbur Ware bass, Philly Joe Jones on the drums. It was sort of weird. I'm a late collector. Everything that I have basically is on CD, and I get a lot of multi-disc packages. So you'll get 8 and 10 and 12 LPs, what were originally LPs, in 3 or 4 CD package, and you don't get to see the original cover art on those. The package was called Way Out on the Riverside label, and I was trying to figure which of the 8 albums that they had displayed about the size of a postage stamp was the original cover art. I have a lighted magnifying glass so I can actually take a look at them. But that was Johnny Griffin and Little John starting out our set. After that, Red Garland from December 1956, I Know Why, and So Do You. Red Garland's Piano was the name of the package on the Prestige label. Again, it was Red Garland and a piano trio, Red Garland Piano, Paul Chambers bass, Art Taylor on the drums. Up next, Thad Jones and One More. This was on the debut label, a package called Jazz Collaboration from March 1955, Thad Jones trumpet, John Dennis piano, Mingus on bass, and Max Roach on the drums. Then we listened to Dizzy Gillespie and Out of the Past from December 1957. It was on a package on the Verve label called The Greatest Trumpet of Them All. It had Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Henry Coker trombone, Gigi Grice alto, Benny Golson tenor, Pee Wee Moore on baritone, Ray Bryant piano, Tommy Bryant on bass, Charlie Persip on the drums. And I was amazed to find, as I looked through the discography, that of all the different recorded versions of this classic, a Benny Golson classic, Out of the Past, that this was the very first recording by Dizzy from December 1957. And we wrapped up the set with Ray Bryant and Cry Me a River. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. The program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Our timeline on the program runs from 1944 to 1964. Let's start this next set with Sonny Rollins. ¶¶
Thank you.
Well, there's a couple sets in a row, a set three by Sonny Rollins and then three by Bud Powell. It's not that I got lazy. It's just sometimes it's interesting to hear a handful of different things that the same artist has done. Let's start out with Sonny, Slow Boat to China, December 1951. That's Sonny Rollins with the Modern Jazz Quartet, the Prestige label, the Quartet at that point lined up with Kenny Drew piano, Percy Heath on bass, Art Blakey on the drums, Sonny Rollins, of course, on tenor. And it was that exact same lineup from that exact same session, December 1951. After Slow Boat to China, we listened to Mambo Bounce, and then Nuke's Fadeaway. I wonder what kind of flaw, who flubbed what, because they faded out towards the end. Then, three by Bud Powell, first two from February of 1951 off a package called The Genius of Bud Powell on the Verve label, just solo Bud Powell, first Parisian Pharaoh. And then we listened to The Last Time I Saw Paris. We wrapped up the set, Bud Powell and the Trio, on the Blue Note label with Polka Dots and Moonbeams, August 1953, along with Bud on piano, George DeVivier on bass, and Art Taylor on the drums. It looks like I'm sort of stuck in a rut here because I've got some more piano. Here is Mary Lou Williams, but this is sort of neat. She teams up with Bill Coleman on the trumpet. Yeah, Mary Lou Williams, Night and Day. It was Bill Coleman on the trumpet, Al Hall on the bass, August 1944 on the Ash label. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. I guess that's got us near the end of another program. We're here each and every week at the same time. We hope you're a regular listener. To take us on out this week, it's Milt Jackson and Wes Montgomery teamed together on the Riverside label back in December 1961. In addition to those two, Wynton Kelly piano, Sam Jones bass, Philly Joe Jones on the drums, and Delilah. We'll see you next time around. Thank you.
Thank you.